If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dr. Ravi Javeri is the head of Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago's Infectious Disease Division. Doctor, tell everybody what's going on about the COVID shot for kids.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So effectively what the AAP did was they restored the recommendation that had been in place for several years, recommending that all children get the COVID vaccine. The reason why it seems like the CDC has flip-flopped is because RFK Jr. basically withdrew the recommendation on his own without sort of following the processes that had been in place to implement the initial recommendation, which involved reviewing the data and evidence on the effectiveness of the vaccine, looking at how it could be implemented in the office setting to vaccinate kids. And that involves many steps in a process, many different people, experts, and patient and family representatives. And then the system that RFK Jr. has put in place effectively was a one-man show making a decision. And the AAP recognized that that's not the right way to make this kind of decision and felt strongly that they needed to go out on their own to restore the recommendation.
And, you know, while he was attempting to be confirmed in that position, he was pushing back, saying, no, he doesn't have a problem with vaccinations. His kids have been vaccinated. But we all felt like this would be the step that he would take. And the Pediatric Academy we're talking about, it's been around for almost 100 years, right?
Yes, that's correct. And the AAP was an active partner in the prior process with ACIP and many others in terms of contributing expertise, participating, and affirming the recommendations that came out of that committee. So it really, you know, they didn't take the step lightly, but obviously what I would say is that the AAP for 100 years has been looking out for the welfare of the children in America and felt strongly that restoring the recommendation in a way that would allow pediatricians to more effectively communicate with parents to help them make this decision, that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I had read until recently that the CDC was following recommendations as they have by infectious disease experts. You're one of those people, you know, urging annual COVID-19 boosters for all Americans 6 months and older. And that's what you still stand by?
Yes. I tell not only parents and families, but also even my colleagues, when they ask me the question, you know, we at Lurie are still seeing kids who have complications from COVID infections, even young children. It may not be the COVID itself, but we see lots of kids that have secondary bacterial infection. So it starts with your initial COVID infection, and they might get an infection of their head and neck space. One of the infections that we've seen pretty commonly over the last couple of years is something called periorbital and orbital cellulitis. These are infections of the tissue around the eye socket space, and kids come in with big swollen eyes. They need IV antibiotics. Several of them need surgical drainage of their sinuses and eye space in order to treat that infection. So you can imagine any parent, if you were given the scenario to say, hey, what would you have done or what could you have done to try to avoid this? These are the things that I mention. The other thing that I mention is that long COVID is also a thing in kids.
Oh, I did not know that.
And if you can reduce the number of cases of acute COVID, first COVID, or even reinfection with a vaccine, then you are going to spare your child the consequences of long COVID also.
Thank you so much for joining us. And this is pretty much what most pediatricians are going to tell you when you bring your kids in for a checkup, right?
Yes, they will discuss this. I mean, they are there. I think what I know parents appreciate that when their kid has been sick for the entirety of their life, that they're calling their pediatric provider, whether it's physician, nurse practitioner, family doctor, whomever it is, and that person has been there for you at that time. And so they are the right person to have these discussions about vaccines. It's not the influencer on TikTok. It's not your social media friend. It's really a person who has been with you the whole time, who has the information to help you make that decision.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Jhaveri, because I think a lot of people in your profession have not wanted to weigh into what has become a political discussion, which for no reason should it be political. It should still be scientific and medical. So we appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it, and I agree with you completely that vaccines have become political when they really shouldn't be, that we're really just talking about trying to protect the health and welfare of the kids in America, no matter where you live, no matter what you believe, and no matter what group you sort of identify with, and that vaccines are a benefit for all our kids. It's certainly one of the things that has allowed us as a country to thrive in ways that many other countries have not been able to.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Dr. Ravi Jhaveri, the head of Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago's Infectious Disease Division.